know what you're doing. You come to see the nakedness of the land, or you come, then you're going to come back and rob us. I know what you're here for. But in spite of the wrong that his brothers had done to him, now Joseph was their blessing in disguise. You see how quick this thing can turn around. And the brothers go back and they leave Simeon with him as a hostage. You know the story. And they return back to their old man named Jacob. And they met with him. And they said, "Daddy, we met this guy. We met this man. He's pretty rough, Daddy. And where's Simeon?" "Well, we had to leave Simeon as..." "What? You did what?" We had to leave Simeon as a hostage. "Don't get upset, Daddy, but he wants Benjamin too." Oh, listen. "This man, Daddy, that we met, he's governor. And we can't get food unless you let Benjamin go." Here was his response. Verse chapter 42, 36, Genesis. "And Jacob, their father, said unto them, 'Boys, me have ye bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away. All these things are against me.'" How many things do you think you have against you tonight? What do you think is working against you tonight, as if you know what the outcome will be? What he didn't know was that Simeon was not dead, Joseph was not dead, and Benjamin was his salvation. And all of these things that he thought was working against him were his blessings in disguise. So I don't know this evening about you and what you may be going through, but I'm here to tell you the things of a righteous man. He's going to walk through some dry times. He's going to walk. And the Bible says that when even an evil spirit goes out, it seeks dry places. It's looking for you in that dry time where it can say, "Hey, you, it ain't working for you. It ain't working for you." And he's waiting to catch you in that dry time. But what you got to do is remember the dream. You got to remember that there's a vision you had years ago, and it's just a cover up. God's not letting you see why you're going through what you're going through. And so Joseph meets. I'm going to advance on here. Joseph finally decides to reveal himself. Chapter 45, verse 1. "Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried." My God. And he cried and he wept. "He caused every man to go out from him." All of these people that was Egyptians that weren't really, they were really of the world. Could you, Lee, I need a little time with these people here. I need some time. I imagine those boys was getting scared about now. This man that we don't know, he's crying. He's asking other people to leave. "Who is this man? What kind of man is this? Speaks rough to us, and now he's crying and asking people to leave. And there stood no man with him while Joseph took off the mask. And Joseph made himself known to his brethren, and he wept aloud." Why fight it? In my day of trouble, you could have heard me down the block. My dogs found a place to hide. Why hide it? "And he wept aloud, and the world heard him." The Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh, like, what's going on with him? Y'all stay out. Keep that door shut. "And he cried while he pulled off his mask. And Joseph said unto his brethren," just imagine, "I am Joseph." First question, does my father live? I've been worried about him ever since y'all threw me in the pit. "And is my brethren Is he yet alive? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Joseph. And Joseph said to his brethren, now listen, come near to me. Come closer to me. Look at me closer, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, just to make sure you know which one, whom you sold in Egypt. The one you threw in the pit. That's me. I don't want them to know that. Don't let them know that. Come closer. I don't want them to know you did that to me. I don't want you to look bad to them. I don't want the world to know. Come closer. And therefore, be not grieved. Don't be angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve. There was a purpose to preserve life. And for these 2 years hath the famine been in the land. And yet there are 5 years left, and in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. We got a long ways to go. You come just in time. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. And now it was not you that sent me here. It was God. God put me in the pit. Lord, it was a blessing in disguise. God let me go through this, and God caused that woman to say that lie on me. I realize now that everything I went through was a blessing in disguise. Can you say that yet? Or maybe some of you are still in the pit wondering where is the purpose of this? But God hath made me a father unto Pharaoh, and Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land. Haste ye, let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's don't talk about this anymore. Go get daddy and say unto him, thus saith thy son. Woo! Thus saith thy son. Tell him Joseph is. Tell him that my name is Joseph and I'm still alive. God hath made me Lord of all. Go tell daddy that I am Lord in all of Egypt. Come down unto me. Tarry not. Wow. He refused to believe it, the Bible says, till he saw the wagons coming. Woo! When he saw the wagons loaded with all kinds of raisins and grapes and fruit juice or whatever they brought back, corn, he said, Joseph, and the Bible says, and the spirit of Joseph was revived. Woo! He is alive. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. It was a blessing. And we can pray things away if you want to. And I'm not saying don't pray for things to go away. But sometimes it's like Paul said, I prayed 3 times, you take this away from me. Now I realize it's a blessing in disguise. If this goes away, I'm going to get boastful and proud. And before long, I'll think I'm mightier than anybody on the face there. But you gave me this to keep me humble. So I'd rather rejoice now in my weakness, because now I'm made strong by you. It's just a blessing in disguise. And as they come tonight, disguises I'm talking about tonight. It's not some plastic thing that'll be sold shortly in stores, and they start celebrating that very early in the year. But I'm talking about things that are not apparent, things you don't easily see. And the biggest mask there ever was is that of time. I can't see any good coming out of this. I can't see this ever getting better. The biggest mask there is time. I'm standing here, you all recognize me. Put me down there at the corner, you'll say, I see a man standing there, but I don't know who that is. It's the mask of distance and time. Distance. The further you are away from God, the harder it is to see him. and to understand what you're going through. And tonight, Christ, when he came to this earth, he came in a veil of flesh. It was God disguised inside of a man. And they knew him not. They knew him not. But Mary kept all these things in her heart. And as long as Jesus worked through the obscurity of miracles, he's Lord. He's God. No man can do these miracles except you. Must be God. I mean, no man can do what you do. And he was working through the obscurity of who he really was. And what his real purpose, it wasn't to do miracles, except one. And that was raised from the dead. You'll see no sign but that of the prophet Jonas. As he came out of the belly of the whale in 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man come out of the heart of the earth in 3 days and three nights. And when you finally get through all the facade and you finally get ready to peel back the mat, if you be the Christ, come down off of that cross. How close do you want to get to the cross tonight? Will you be like the priest and the Levite who saw the man struggling and, you know, I'm not supposed to touch anything dead. You know, I'm not supposed to do that. No, I'm not. Hope anything, let me know. Or will you be the man that says, gets his towel out, gets his ointment out, uses his beast, gets his hands bloody? How close do you want? Because the closer you get, the better your vision gets. I don't know who that is over there. It may be your son. It may be your daughter. Oh, they had a wreck on the highway. Let's go around this way. It may be your daughter. And you'd wish you was in line. You see what I'm trying to teach? Blessings. Many times I pass by, I don't say anything to anybody in my car. I pray for that person. I whisper a little prayer. God help them. That could be my daughter. That could be my son. That could be my wife. That could be me. It's not always your fault. And so we get to the cross. John 19 and 25. The facade is peeled back. He's not turning water into wine. Not feeding 5,000. Where are the masses? Now I'm going to show you my real purpose. I'm pulling back the mask as to who I really am and what I came into this world for. For this cause came I into this world. And we find out the faithful. At the cross was Jesus' mother, the first one mentioned, and his mother's sister, and Mary, wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. You remember Mary Magdalene, don't you? The one that had the seven devils. Wow, she's at the cross. Whew. She's so thankful. She saw through all the miracles and all that. That ain't what it's about. We had a service. We did. That ain't what it's about. What it's about is getting through trouble. That's what it's about. It ain't about jumping and running. It's about getting through trouble. If you can't get through trouble, you won't jump and run very long. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, she kept all these things in her heart. She remembered the dream. She remembered the angel who said, "You're going to be blessed among all women." It sure didn't feel like a blessing to see her baby on a cross. But it was a blessing in disguise. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, John, that faithful John, he saith to his mother, "Woman," you remember that's what he called her at that feast that day when he said, "Whatsoever he doeth," and he said, "Woman, what have I to do?" It sounded so disrespectful that day. I don't know I've ever called my mother woman. "Woman, what have I to do with thee?" But on the cross, he said, woman, behold thy son. And he saith to the disciple, "Behold your mom." Could you do me a favor? since you stuck with me through thick and thin, since you loved me when everybody else left, and you're still here, could you do me a little favor? Take care of Mom while I go to prepare a place for her and for you too. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home and took care of Mom. As you stand tonight, please close your eyes as I deliver this last little. Someday, even I have been a witness. You will understand it better by and by. And someday, he will peel back that mask and manifest to you the purpose of why you're going through what you're going through. But my question to you this very night is, how close do you want to get to the cross? How close do you want to get? Everybody else left but Mom and a few other Marys and John. They could reach out and touch the blood. I imagine Mom stood under the cross and held. I just can see this lady grabbing the post that holds her son up and the blood dripping down her back and on her scalp. My son, my son. How close do you want? Oh, that's close enough. I'll go so far, Brother Baggett, but this is as close as I want to get to. You will never see the handiwork of God until you get close enough to see Him in all of your troubles. The Bible says, stay with me, keep your eyes closed. I want to sing Draw Me Nearer and Nearer if we could. That no man can come to the Father except the Spirit draw him. Tonight you saw a couple ladies come up here. Sister Susan didn't come up for herself. She came up for somebody else who's dying with cancer or feels like she's going to die with cancer. I believe in God with her that God's going to raise that lady up and be a testimony. But there's something that drew her. Something that draws you that says, I need to do this. My question is, how close do you want to get to the cross? Because the closer you get, you see, those that lingered at the cross were there when the sun got darkened and the earth began to quake. And they began to say, surely this was the Son of God. It was just a blessing in disguise. God's drawing some of you tonight. It's not by chance you're here. He's drawing some of you to a closer walk. And it's through the things you go through that makes you realize I need Him more than I did yesterday. I've been living for this for Him all my life, and I'm here to tell you I need Him more today than I did 47 years ago when I found Him and He found me. So my prayer today is, keep drawing me, Lord. Keep showing me, Lord. Would you sing this old hymn with me tonight as we get ready to go home? I don't want ever lose the conviction spirit where God draws me. It says, draw me nearer. Closer. Come closer, my son. Come closer. Come closer, my son. My son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Take away the mask. Take away the facade. Hallelujah. Show me, God. Reveal to me, God. Hallelujah. Let me know, God. Let me see your glory.
Back the mask.